Welcome to Staying in the Black, a show about teachers and money. I'm Miss Black, a New York City educator, single mom, and personal finance translator. Join me as I build my runway to retirement. Each week, we'll share actionable steps, resources, and inspiration that educators can use to maximize their benefits and improve their personal finances. Staying in the Black means having more assets than liabilities and being able to pay off your debt without any problems. Stop living paycheck to paycheck and build a joyful life. Thank you for joining me. Hello and welcome to another episode of Staying in the Black. I'm Miss Black, your host. And today we're going to talk about living and spending in the moment. I've shared, you know, this year kind of, you know, my experiences with my son being a college senior. As we, you know, get closer to the end of the year, I've shared that I am reviewing or rethinking my retirement plan. And one thing that became apparent this year for me, especially once my son went off to college, was I'm an empty nester. I felt like my son was pretty independent. But once he went off to college, I found myself with a lot more time on my hand. So I live in a family house. My nephew is 16. He still lives, you know, he's still at home. And my niece is 12. She's still at home. But I'm auntie to them, and just not having to, you know, check on my son, make sure he did his homework, did he eat, where is he, all that stuff. It just like freed up a lot of space and time for me. And my friends are starting to turn 50. And so this is a huge deal. Not only are people starting to turn 50, but we're, you know, getting back to travel. And so my best soul sister, she is like, I want to spend my 50th birthday in South Africa. And so I'm like, great. She and I happen to have gone to South Africa together February of 2020. So right before the world shut down with COVID, she and I went to South Africa for the midwinter break in New York City. We get a week off in February. And so we went during that break. And the idea of returning like made me happy. One thing that I've been complaining about in the New York City public school calendar is the fact that we never get two solid weeks off from school. I've not had 2 weeks off from school, I think, since 2007, because I had a summer off in 2007, and that was the only time. It was actually the summer of 2008 that I had that summer off. And my son was like 3 years old. We went to Disney and we did some other stuff, but I was planning a new school. So even when I was on vacation, I got a call from DOE about phone lines. But I say all of that to say I haven't had like a solid 2 week break where I feel like, and I don't know if I'll feel this way, but I feel like with 2 weeks, I would have an opportunity to like really recharge and be ready to go back to work instead of saying like, give me one more day. And I know some of you are listening to this saying like, oh no, I need 3 weeks or I need a solid month, whatever. I have never had a solid 2 weeks. Well, I haven't had solid 2 weeks since the summer of 2008. And I, you know, always in my head, every time there's like a school break, I'm like, all right, it should be longer. So why am I sharing, you know, my grouching with you? And how does this tie into living and spending in the moment? So I'm no longer in a school-based position, which means I can take 2 weeks off for vacation. So like, why haven't I, right? It is definitely a mindset shift. And it's, you know, a thought of like, you can do this. It is possible. And I could have done it years before too, but I always felt like if I extended my vacation, what signal would that send to the teachers that I worked with? What would it say to the students that are, you know, that I always, you know, encourage to come to school every day, and to their parents about how I cared about not only about their children, but my commitment to the job. And I'm big on, you know, modeling, you know, or practicing what you preach. So I just always fell within the school day, the school dates for vacation. But I actually can do it. So I had to be honest with my friend and just say, like, I was hemming and hawing, like, oh my God, maybe I'll be able to come a week with you, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to take the whole 2 weeks. And she was like, no, I understand, but I want you there with me for my birthday. And I was like, okay, so we'll figure this out. And then I just like had an epiphany. I was just like, you can take the 2 weeks. Like, why are you so reluctant to take the 2 weeks? Like, what is it going to do to you? And I honestly don't know, right? I don't know what was stopping me from doing it. But I, you know, when I, and this was like, it may seem crazy, but it was like a good 2-3 week debate with myself about whether I could take this 2 weeks off. What would it say? What would it do? Who would be impacted? All these other things, other than the fact that, like, you have the days, you can do it, you deserve it. Just take the days off. Because my son is not home, so I don't have to worry about him, right? He'll still be in school. I'll be home. By the time he gets back from college for, you know, his holiday break. And so really, I had to sit down and really think about, okay, one, why was I so reluctant? Two, what were all the pros of going and celebrating my friend's milestone birthday with her? And one of the things that I had to, you know, think back on is this book that I reviewed in episode 39, Die with Zero by Bill Perkins. And Bill, and then the premise of this book is, like, it's twofold. One is have the experience when it's the optimal time for you, like optimizing your life. Have the experience when, you know, it's the optimized time for you to have it. I am in my late 40s. I'm healthy, you know, to go to South Africa and to go to Cape Town and do Tabletop Mountain and hike some other, you know, mountains that are there. I'm in, because I survived Alaska. So I feel like if I survived Alaska, I can survive South Africa. So my health and my physical capabilities are there. And so this is the time to do it, right? This is the time, you know, to go and have this experience. So go ahead and do it. So in Die with Zero, that's what we talk about. Like, when's the best time for you to have this experience? And so this trip to South Africa falls in to, you know, my window of optimization of when to have, you know, this experience that, you know, I'll have in South Africa. The other thing is, like, being when to spend the money, because that was the other part. Now, I do know that that was one block for me. It was like, could you afford to do it? So I have shared on this podcast many times before, I'm a squirrel. Like, I am a natural saver. I put money, like, everywhere. I have, you know, how squirrels, you know, put acorns in the ground and they have all these hiding spots because in case the other squirrels get to them or the humans get to them or whatever. That is me with my money, right? I participate in not one, but two savings apps. I participate in Capital and I participate in Digit. And I've been with Capital so long that I was grandfathered in as free. Okay. So I am that's two buckets. I also have I think I've shared here, like, a municipal credit union account because they can take money directly out of my paycheck. So there's money there too. I just put all these, and that is independent of my emergency savings account. That is independent of my checking accounts. And all these other, I have the money. So it's kind of like, I've been saving for a rainy day for so long, and the book helps me, like, what am I saving the money for, right? If it's not to enjoy my life. And it is something that I really had to, I struggled with. So I understood the financial handy, like the financial hurdle that I had to jump, but I didn't necessarily understand what the mental block was with taking off the days. All of that to say that you have to look at your, at yourself and reflect on some of the decisions that you're making. Everything says, it's like conflicting messages in America, you know, about money. One is, you know, YOLO, you only live once, have the experience, you can put it on your credit card, don't worry about it. You're young and, you know, you have time to save later. And then there's the argument of like, save for a rainy day, put away, put away, put away. But then it's like, do you get to enjoy your life and enjoy the money? And like, when is enough enough? And when can you be strategic about how and when you say, you know, how and when you spend your money? So I'm sharing this whole story to say, like, it is something, and it's a mindset shift that I'm going through right now. So some of these episodes will be about, you know, your mindset and like the shifts that you need to make. You know, on the podcast, I talk about my runway to retirement, and in retirement, I want to be clear, like, how much, you know, how much money can I spend and what am I able to do? I have to start, you know, shifting my mind. Like, you can do that. You can go somewhere for 2 weeks. You can go somewhere for 4 to 6 weeks because you want to and you have the money in your account. You can spend it. And it probably sounds crazy if you're a spender. You're probably like, oh, you sound like my husband or you sound like my wife who doesn't want to. But it is, it sounds crazy. Even as I'm recording this and I'm saying it, it's like, giving myself permission to spend. There's another book called the, I think it's The 7 Habits of a Millionaire. And in that book, the author speaks about setting aside 10% of joy money or happiness money, and that you have to spend it in the month. And as I was preparing for this episode, I thought, like, I'm going to have to incorporate that in my life going forward, is setting aside a bit of money that I can just spend for my joy. And I don't know if it's like for my joy, for my self-care, so that I'm really like living in the moment and I'm not denying myself or like, and just having this mantra of like, okay, you have to squirrel away all of this money so that you can, you know, not eat cat food. As a retired person. So, you know, Lola, if you're new to this podcast, I have named my retired self Lola. And when, you know, I prepare for retirement, I chose the name Lola because of the song, Whatever Lola Wants, Lola Gets. And I feel like in retirement, I should be able to have whatever it is that I want. And so whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And that has worked for me to be really conscientious, to save away, to reflect on what I'm doing and be intentional about my money so that Lola can do what Lola wants to do. But in this trip, with this trip coming up, has highlighted for me is like, it's not going to be that easy of a switch, right? Because for the past 45 plus years, it's been like, save for retirement, save for retirement, save for a rainy day, save for emergencies. And it comes naturally to me. And so this idea of spending. So I'm not a spendthrift in the way, like, I take 2 vacations a year. So, you know, I take one with my family and one with my girlfriends. I spend money on clothes, but always being really mindful of the money that I spend, making sure that I don't go over my mental budget Yeah, I definitely need to talk about like my whole year of trying to do zero-based budgeting. That'll probably be an episode next year. I definitely need to give you guys an update on that. But I'm pretty good on being mindful with my money. But in the case of like me just taking a 2-week trip to enjoy myself, the fact that I had to go back and forth with myself over the almost 3 weeks about it really caused me pause and said I needed to sit down and reflect and think about my mindset around spending and what that looks like, where do I have to set my boundaries, and what actions or practices do I have to put in place to live in the moment, appreciate what I have, and give myself permission to enjoy myself, right? To enjoy myself and have the experiences without thinking like I have to just have always a constant delayed gratification. And so the book that really highlights that for me, and again, I encourage you to go back and listen to episode 39, which is a review of Die with Zero, to pick the book up. I don't get any money from that, but it was definitely a different way to look at money. And I think I want to make sure I give you the right title. I think it's The 7 Habits of a Millionaire. I want to make sure. I want to make sure that I'm giving you the right title of the book, because in that book, it really speaks to the, it really speaks to putting away money for like just joy, for you to just like say, I deserve, I deserve to have this. And it's okay. Life won't be over because I spent this money. And so for those of you who, and I feel like people who are, I feel like people who are savers, this is what the name of the book is. See, I just combined them because The 7 Habits of Millionaires is by Stephen Covey. I've never read that one, and now I will. But the book that I am telling you about is The Secret of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. And in that book, he speaks about, giving yourself 10% to spend as you please. And he gives a definitely a better description as to how and why that's important. But you have to think about that. If you're getting out of debt, you definitely have to buckle down and figure it out. But set times and rewards as you're getting out of debt so that you don't feel like you're just denying yourself at all times. So it's kind of like, even with my mortgage, I am waiting for it to be under $250,000. It is crazy to me. Amortization tables are, it's the one thing I learned in my Math 110 class back at the University of Maryland was amortization tables. It has saved me, that one lesson has saved me or given me such understanding about loans, I mean, especially mortgages and how they are calculated, that I can't believe that I've been paying my mortgage for over, well, not yet over. I've been paying my mortgage for about 12 years at this point. And for those of you who are like, I thought she said she bought it like back in 2005. I did, and I refinanced it twice. So the last mortgage was done in the early 2000s. And really, and I'm just like, when will it be under $250? $250,000. Like, I don't know what that about that number that excites me, but it does. And I'm going to celebrate that part. And when it's paid off, I'm going to celebrate even more. But living and spending in the moment is really important. If COVID didn't teach me anything, it definitely did that. You know, I've lost family and friends to COVID. And so if I'm always delaying, like if I'm delaying gratification to the point that I'm not enjoying the life in the moments that I'm having right now, all of this is for nothing. Absolutely nothing. And the 3-week argument that or debate that I had with myself really highlighted for me that I need to be intentional about changing my behaviors around money because I'm getting to that retirement point. And it doesn't mean that I'm going to go, you know, crazy and just go spending money willy-nilly in every which way, or that I'm suggesting that you should. It's just really be mindful of the stories that you tell yourself about your money, what you can afford and not afford. And at the end of the day, especially in when, you know, as people prepare for retirement, it is like experiences that people remember. It's not, you know, a pile of money. And so take those opportunities within a budget to have the experiences that will enrich your life. Because that's what, you know, Lola will be sitting in a rocking chair somewhere and talking about this fabulous trip that she took to South Africa with her best soul sister to celebrate her 50th birthday. It's also made me start planning, like, what do I want to do on my 50th birthday? I've kind of put my friends on, you know, notice. I'm thinking about doing this and figuring out how they all can join me because I want to travel and do something and have a wonderful experience for my 50th birthday. And so if you're a natural saver, definitely it's something that you have to think about. I encourage you to, you know, just reflect, when should you splurge or not? The two books that will be helpful to you in this process is Die with Zero by Bill Perkins and Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. And yeah, T. Harv Eker. I encourage you to look about it and think about, like, when are you not living in the moment or spending in the moment on something that will enrich your life? And if you're in debt and you're like, yeah, it sounds good. Like, what a problem to have. You'll get there when you get out of debt. And if that's, you know, part of what will help you get out of debt is like, I want to have that problem of thinking, how do I, you know, get used to respending money in a way that will add value to my life and not necessarily another item in my closet or, you know, another bill that I have to worry about. I encourage you to do that. So live in the moment, reflect on what you value, what you want to get out of life. It goes back to what your why. And so that would be the action step. If you feel like you need to reflect on living and spending in the money in the moment, is like, what is your why? Why do you want to have this experience? What value will it bring to your life? And will your budget support it? Because that's the other challenge. It's, you know, if your budget can support it, then really think about, you know, your why. If your budget can't support it, then you think, how can I alter this experience so that I can enjoy it within my budget? Or create another line in my budget to do this in the future. So thank you for listening to this episode. I hope that if you're close to retirement, if you've, you know, got all your ducks in a row financially, and this is something that you struggle with, that it's helpful to you. And I look forward to speaking to you next week. Remember, stay in the black. Thank you for joining us this week at Staying in the Black. Subscribe to make sure you never miss a show and visit our website at stayingintheblk.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at stayingintheblk. If you like the show, please tell a friend and leave a review in iTunes so that we can continue to bring you amazing episodes. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Wen.